Some people just don't get sports.
Sounds like you have mental problems.
And honestly, we just don't get them.
Exactly.
This is Scheman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Up next, the Hannah Montana Marathon.
Yes!
And for all you fans, the Miley Cyrus Tour is coming.
Ah! Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god! You're watching Hannah Montana?
Well, yeah, to make fun of it. I mean, look how stupid she is with her clothes and her makeup and that fabulous hair. Will you help me?
All right, fine.
It's a party in Southwest Florida. How are you on this Friday? TGIF, everybody.
Unlike Aaron Judge, get paid.
Yeah, it turned down $230 million. I'm Craig Scheman along with Pete Shepard. It's the Scheman and Shepard Show on ESPN Southwest Florida. We are broadcasting live from Backstreet Sports Bar in Cape Coral. Come on by. We're here up to 6 o'clock. We got a lot going on here. Part of the Scheman Shepard Show. Rick Church back at Studio Control. Chris is at Augusta. We'll update you with everything that's going on out there at the Masters, plus the latest baseball scores.
We are tallying the last votes for the Texter winner between Wig and Roses and Bedroom Guy. We'll have it in about 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. That is very exciting. We'll do that. We'll talk with Rick Horro. We got Harry Carey, I'm sure, we'll check in. We'll do a drawing for those that came out here for a round of four out at Stony Brook, thanks to Jeff Nixon. So we got a lot to do. We'll keep an eye on Tiger. He's had an up-and-down day. Looks like he'll make the cut. I mean, it's looking like it's going to be plus four, plus five, but you never know. We'll get all that caught up here in just a second. And then at the end of the hour, Scheman and Shepherd cash grab for $500. Maybe one of you will win that, brought to you by Andujar and Levine. So without any further delay, at 3 minutes past the hour, which is super early for a Friday rundown, time for a SportsCenter rundown. Ladies and gentlemen, here's me. All right, baseball, opening day 2.0. Red Sox and Yankees still tied at 5 in the bottom of the 11th. Phillies 5-1 over the A's in the 6th. Rays and Orioles tied at 1 at the bottom of the 6th. The Dodgers trail the Rockies 2-0. That's at the top of the 3rd. And Rick's Twins losing to the Mariners 2-0 in the bottom of the 3rd. Marlins and Giants in the 2nd, scoreless. And coming from behind to win, the Detroit Tigers, magic number 161, with a 5-4 win over the Chicago White Sox. And that's a divisional win. That's like two wins. So there you have it.
And they got screwed earlier, so it's good for them.
They overcame, Pete. You got to be good enough to overcome.
Overcome and just adapt.
Meanwhile, Scheffler minus 4-9 at Augusta. Swartzel and M are in the clubhouse at minus 3. Tiger Woods is right on the edge of the green. He is, I lost track. Was this 11?
He's putting.
Okay, or this is 12, right?
He's putting on the first cut.
Okay, and we'll watch that, and we'll get to Rick.
And
we just missed it.
Just missed it to the left.
Tiger Woods. All right, we'll update you with the scoreboard there in just a second as we continue to watch him at Augusta. Rick Horro is our sports business guru. He joins us every Thursday. He, you know what? He made a valiant effort to try and reach us from Augusta yesterday, but you know how that can be. Rick is with us right now. Rick, how are you?
Hey, Rick. Well, I'm pretty good. I'm amused that both of you made that call just now. It was the fringe on 12, par 3, right back in the bunker. He hit it in the bunker long, 156 yards, but you never know that goal. And then he couldn't get it on the green, and he just missed. But it is good that, you know, when in doubt and the ball is about to go in the hole, just start screaming. You know, both of you just missed it. But he could tell
that's right.
Pretty close. So,
well, we've been on the edge of our seats for 2 days watching this thing. It's been fantastic. What? You were out there yesterday, yes?
Yesterday and the day before. And the day before was a little bit of uncertainty. The weather sucked both days. And I dodged, you don't care about me, but I'll tell you the story anyway. I was driving up to Atlanta and then Augusta. I thought it'd get bright because of all of the tornado warnings and the flight cancellations that were happening, including my flight to New Orleans, by the way. So, so much for the Final Four. Duke wasn't in anyway, so life is not worth living, and at least a championship. And so I ended up driving, and tornado warning. And when you see it on your phone, it's a little bit daunting. It says tornado basically 7 miles southeast, heading southwest, 55 miles an hour, period, you can't get the hell out of your way anyway. So write a will quickly, stay low to the ground, and pray. It doesn't say that, but it's like, you know, what are you supposed to do? So I was in rural Georgia, except for fortuitously, I was in Macon, or driving by Macon on 75, Mercer College. So I stuck it up about a half hour at a Mercer College parking garage. And actually, you heard the sirens, and yeah. I think a tornado touched down. I don't think it was one of those bad ones. And then got to Augusta. It rained out there for a couple of days. There's a longer story to that even, but that's not relevant, other than you watch Tiger in his practice round on Wednesday. He and Freddie Couples and Justin Thomas played nine. And people were questioning whether he was really still going to play or not, and were they watching him limp or not. He naturally birdied 18, hit it within 3 feet, made the putt, and, you know, we were saying, he's playing. He's definitely playing. And then, you know, look how he started yesterday. Unbelievable. And look how he kind of stabilized today until he just went bogey, bogey. So he had it one over for the tournament. He's now back to three over, I believe, maybe two. I think it's three. But he's coming to 13, which he ought to birdie. And he's still got 15 left, which is that par five, and he ought to birdie it, hopefully. So if he doesn't do another screw-up, I think he finishes today one over. I'd be happy if he finishes one over, which means two over for the day, and he'll be, you know, right in it, and we'll see what happens.
All right, now I got to ask you. I thought Jay Williams was irresponsible, starting rumors that your guy Coach K was going to unretire like Tom Brady. There's no way your guy's coming back, right?
Well, you know, it would break my daughter's heart, because remember, her cat is named Shire, so you can't name a cat after a coach to be, and then have that coach not coach. It just doesn't make any sense. So look, I don't know why he started that rumor. And the other piece of it is, I you know, he wrote the foreword to the book, as you know, but I don't know him well enough to, you know, ask or think I've got some pathway into his mind. I would think that he wrote a really great script. You're not in that business going to come back one more year because you think you have unfinished business, like the Super Bowl, when you have your whole team intact. Three of those guys are going to go pro, maybe four. So, you know, Shire is going to have to deal with the transfer portal. He's going to have to deal with basically starting over, but at Duke, starting over is not really starting over. But the point is, if it's because he thinks coming back, you know, guarantees him a national championship, that's silly. I think we're all resigned to the great memory. And we're all resigned to the fact that you got to be able to shoot free throws.
Yeah.
Well, I'm amazed that you are not in Boston for the Frozen Four. Really, an unbelievable upset yesterday with Denver beating Michigan and Minnesota State clobbered Minnesota. But I thought you might take a gander up north and head to the Frozen Four, because that's what you do.
Yeah, that's what I do. But I headed back south because I really want to watch the Masters. I bought Duke a Masters bandana and a Masters collar, and he and I are going to sit here and watch the Masters, and I'm going to make myself a pimento cheese sandwich, charge myself $1.50, and, you know, that's going to happen the next 2 days. College hockey, for me, is wonderful, but if I'm going to go watch college hockey again, I'm going to plan to go to the Beanpot one more time before I leave this earth.
Yeah. Well, speaking of, so how was the your eats up at Augusta? Everything, did you eat press food, which is a little more uppity, or did you go with the commoner, you know, pimento cheese sandwiches and that sort?
A little bit of both. Right? 'Cause you certainly can afford both. So you get there early, you have a chicken sandwich that they put on the menu at the normal concession area, which is interesting. Then you go into a shameless plug, wheels up at a chalet that I was able to be part of. So then you gobble up stuff then. And then you go down to Amen Corner for a barbecue sandwich. And then you go meet people at that oak tree, which is near the clubhouse. then you hang around for a late afternoon. This was part 3 day, and you know, you have to leave because they close the course. They open it, then they close it again. But just before they close it, I have my pimento cheese sandwich. So I had about 6 meals that day.
That's good. That's good. All right, I got one final question from you, the story that we're going to have to keep an eye on moving forward. Daniel Snyder has dodged every bullet that has come his way. The owners do not turn on each other unless you steal money from the owners. The report is that there are two sets of books. The gate revenue that he's supposed to share with visiting teams, it sounds like he held back, allegedly. If this turns out to be true, do you predict the other owners will turn on him fast and he will no longer be the owner of the Washington Commanders?
Necks will be broken as fast as you turn on somebody that steals money from your partners. But let me just say, that's not my answer. My first answer as a lawyer is, I have no idea whether the allegations are completely true, partially true, or not true at all. So let's just have a little bit of fun and assume that it is true and understand why it's so important that sharing revenue for the NFL is the backbone of the league. 60% of the revenue from tickets goes to the home team, 40% to the visitor minus home team expenses. And that's because everybody is in it for everybody else. The visiting team ought to get a payday for all the stuff they do. And if it is true that you got one partner that doesn't reflect the other 31, the league is in trouble, and more important, he's in trouble.
And, Pete, I think you want to ask about Stephen Ross and your boy Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah, well, I mean, it's amazing. Our friends in Bristol on the radio, you know the Florio story came out about a month and a half ago. They just started to address it today because it resurfaced. But have you heard there's been a little more yapping? Nothing really new that's come out. The Sean Payton thing has been confirmed that they absolutely tried to get him. Didn't work out. And Brady, the minority ownership and all that stuff, is going to be a minority owner and could have been a player at the same time, which I was not aware you could do. They allegedly tried to work out some sort of a deal, but then the Flores thing went down. Regarding any or all of it, have you heard any more rumblings about this?
No more rumblings, except I know where his boat is, and I've been, you know, kind of looking out to see if I can, you know, steal some food that's kind of thrown off the back of it at the end of a dinner. And I haven't seen Tom Brady get on it or get off it. So at least recently, there's been none of that conversation. You know, listen, the other piece of this, too, is if I'm Tua, I got my receivers, but here's a guy who nobody thinks has a chance. So now the stories in the South Florida papers are that Bryce Young is going to be the guy and they're going to trade up for Bryce Young. Well, I guess you got to give Tua a chance. I know his receivers were much more open in college, and this is a tighter and faster game, but they got him his receivers. They got him his offensive line. They got him a left tackle. They signed Gesicki. And if they don't have trust in the quarterback, then let's get rid of him and start over.
All right. It's never a dull moment, that's for sure. Rick, thanks for making
the
effort.
Rick,
it's good to talk to you. You have a wonderful weekend, and we'll speak next week.
I bought a pimento cheese sandwich for you guys. I drove down with it in the car. Forgot to put it in the refrigerator, but I'll put it in the mail for you. Is that okay?
Yeah,
all right.
That won't keep well, but thank you for thinking of me.
All right,
talk to you later, Rick. Appreciate it. All right, that is Rick Horro. We talk to him every Thursday, our sports business guru, and he was out at Augusta yesterday. I was able to check in for a few minutes here today. All right, I want to know, Pete Shepard, do we have a tally yet?
We have a tally. But obviously before that, there's a young lady, Debbie, who's here, a fan, and her husband. Debbie went to IU. Her husband went to Purdue. I think I got that right. If I didn't, it's the opposite. But that could be disastrous.
Are they here? I got to say,
she's right here.
Which one? Oh, Celeste?
We got to want to get Debbie over here and just to find out how that, because you and your brother go through the same thing.
Yeah.
You say you,
All right. Oh, she's
right,
signing
well, she's
up.
She's signing up.
All right, so are we ready to announce
yes,
the winner of the
ready.
First annual Sheila this Shepard
is This is unbelievable. It's a lot closer because truth be told, I was looking at the tally on Wednesday, and it wasn't even close.
Okay, so this is
and
close
it ended up being a nine-vote win for this person.
Do we need a drum roll?
Yeah, we need a drum roll.
All right, Rick Church, Pete Shepard, the honors.
The winner of the Sheeman and Shepherd Texter Bracket Challenge by 9 votes. And I can tell you, this person was up by almost 70 votes earlier this week.
Oh.
The lead was cut to 9, but not good enough. By 9 votes, Wig!
Wiggins! What is up?
Wig is a Sheeman and Shepherd Texter champion. 9 votes over a valiant effort by Roses and Bedroom Guy. I could not believe when Joe Winter just sent me the final score, because I said, no way. Wig was so far ahead that I saw on Wednesday, I was like, wow, this is blowout city.
It's like Wig went into Four Corners offense, and Roses kind of closed the gap.
You know what it was? It was Carolina Baylor. Remember, that's what it was. Carolina out 26-point lead, right? And then Baylor comes back ties, and Carolina wins in overtime. But great job. Wig is the winner by 9 votes over Roses and Bedroom Guy.
All right. Well, congratulations, Wig. We heard from him earlier. He was very nervous. And a valiant effort by Roses and Bedroom Guy. That means Wig will get to co-host with us for an hour, maybe in the next week or so. Chris will line all that up when he gets back from Augusta. Congratulations, Wig. All right. On the phones, we got Otis standing by, 239-337 ESPN. Otis, what's going on? How are you?
Otis.
I'm all right. How the hell are you?
We're good. We got a packed house
it's
over
loud,
here at
Best. Loud Bestries. In here.
Yeah, I just left very near Marco Island, so I'm kind of stuck in traffic. So I'm not going to
wait. Everybody's here, though. Everybody's asking for you. Kathleen is here. Beer Guy is here.
No, Display Seahawks
Seahawks fan.
Emergency
is here.
Beer Guy.
Emergency Beer Guy is here.
Sean's
here
in uniform.
Who else is here? Big Norm is here.
Ooh,
Pittsburgh John.
Pittsburgh John is here. They're all asking for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, the day would be the day I had to come down here to Collier County. I hate coming down here. But, you know, I got to take care of difficult building down here that pays pretty well. So, I've been dodging it for a while. I don't want to get sued, so I had to drag my butt down here and get it together.
Well, are you done? Are you ready for the weekend?
Yeah, congratulations to old man Wig. You guys get to listen to him run his mouth now.
He pulled it off.
Instead of me, it'd probably be more interesting if it was me. But kudos to him.
You had a good run, too. I got a feeling about you, Otis. We're going to do this every year. You may be a future winner.
It'd be all right. I can only make Chris nervous with his button once in a while. I don't think he could stomach a whole hour. He might get off.
Well, that's all right, man. That's all right. Well, I understand we got Wig on the line. We're going to chomping at the bit to accept his victory.
All right, should.
All right, listen, Otis.
Go ahead and talk to him. We're chopping it with Monday.
All right, my man.
Thanks, Otis.
That is Otis. Let's go to the first inaugural winner of the Sheeman Shepherd Texter Bracket. Hanging on. Ladies and gentlemen, Wig, congratulations.
Congratulations, hey, Wig.
Man, y'all wouldn't even understand. I'm really choked up for real, man. And I ain't even playing. This is huge for me because, like, I do so much that people don't even, like, really recognize with the coaching and everything, man. I'm like, this is for real, man. I appreciate everybody that voted for me, man. All week I've been thinking about this because, like I said, I'm a winner. And when I got down there, first it was just for Fonzie giggles. Cause like I said, my money would have been on here because I know he cracked jokes or whatever. But he just sort of loved it. They got for me, man. And I really appreciate everybody. I'm finna go. I just want to tell everybody thank you. I'm finna go celebrate. I'm finna get me a big ball of Remy. I'm finna go celebrate. I'm finna go celebrate this with my teammates, everybody. Man, I appreciate it. Hey, the first one I won, and I don't even care about the rest of them. Wait till y'all see my T-shirt. My T-shirt may have some lights in it.
That's right, man. Well, you're well-deserving, and you got to celebrate with your mom, Eudora, who's been on
Eudora's
the show.
Awesome.
I mean, she's got to be a proud mom.
I got to tell you, Wig, Wednesday, I saw the votes on Wednesday. I went into Joe. I said, let me see, what are we doing here? And you were so far ahead. I go, this is going to be I thought you'd win by a couple of hundred. And listen, he made a real big push, I guess, down the stretch, but you hung on and won by nine votes, so congratulations.
Listen, once again, I got to give a shout-out to my guy John Reynolds because he's a Buffalo Bills guy. But his love for the Hurricanes because, of course, the Bills ain't never won nothing. Yeah, it's time for my trash talk now, but I got to give a shout-out to him and Big Caddy, Mr. Big Caddy Ingles. And my guy, Drew, Melvin Eagle. But anyway, I'm going to let y'all go because I'm going to have my spiel next week. Hey, man, I love you guys. Fins up, everybody. This was for Fins Nation.
All right, Wig.
Fins Nation, Wig, congratulations. Mic drop on his way out
that
on Friday.
That was real. I was tearing up. Those were real emotions there. That was not fake.
That was something. Man, I love that. And
wow.
You know, I remember early on, when Wig would come on and you know, he talks about how he just wins everything that he does. And here's another example. He beat a field of 64 in a hotly contested match.
Yeah, he did. And it was it ended up being a lot closer than I thought.
Wow. Hey, thanks to Joe Winter.
Joe was
for,
awesome.
For putting all that together.
Joe Winter is the man.
And,
absolutely.
Of course, Chris was the selection committee. And we start the countdown 365 days to the next one. We'll see if he can go back-to-back or if we get a new winner. But Wig is the winner.
Your Tigers came back and won. My Red Sox blew it in the 11th and lost 6-5.
Sorry.
An RBI single, our little dinky thing up the middle from Donaldson.
Wow.
But anyway, still it's a long way to go.
All right.
161 left.
We still have some stuff going on here at Backstreets. First of all, we still have a foursome. Well, in fact, I'm going to go draw the winning name during a commercial break. I'll pull out a winner and announce that, and then Harry Carey scheduled. Now he was at Augusta for the par three on Wednesday. I presume he's back, and that's all coming up. So stay with us.
I want to get the Indiana Purdue couple up here too at some point.
We're running out of time.
Just for a second.
All right. Do we know who they are?
Oh, they might have left.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see.
All right.
If we get them on. Harry Carey around the corner. It's a Friday.
Yep.
We're at Backstreet Sports Bar in Cape Coral. Place is happening. Come on by. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You clearly don't know who you're talking to, so let me clue you in.
This is Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Say my name.
I'm Craig Sheeman, along with Pete Shepherd. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida. Pitbull is
Pitbull
in the house
in the
saying
house.
Hello. That's very good. If you're just tuning in here on a Friday, we are at Backstreet Sports Bar in Cape Coral. Wig was the winner of our Sheeman and Shepherd Texture Bracket, the field of 64, down to two. He beat Roses and Bedroom Guy by nine votes.
Hey, guys,
Wig made an appearance.
Can I just jump in for 1 second here, too, real quick? Roses and Bedroom Guy just called in like a minute ago, and I said, can you jump on the air with us? And he said, I can't. I'm hurrying out the door. But he said, congratulations to Wig. Couldn't have lost to a better man. He was so happy for him. So Roses and Bedroom Guy gave in congratulations to Wig in a very graceful way.
Roses, a classy guy. And you can see his car because he's got Roses and Bedroom Guy across his front window. That's very cool. So, yeah, that was a lot of fun. We have a winner to announce for our round of golf at Stony Brook. Dennis McGovern is the name we have drawn. Dennis McGovern, you have won a round of four at Stony Brook. And before we get Harry Carey on, we've got a celebrity appearance here.
Wow.
You know, I'm C-note. I got C-minor. My daughter Reagan is in the house. Reagan, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you doing?
First of all, hang on. Yeah. You're C-note. She's A+.
Okay. All right. Very good.
I came here today to ask Pete Shepard about some fantasy baseball.
She's doing her first fantasy baseball. I told her you got to keep up with that every day.
You got to love the sport, right? Yeah. What do you think? You got your team?
Who's on your team?
A lot of Dodgers players for sure.
That's a good start.
Try
to stack up as many of those as I could.
All right.
So when does it start? Today.
I can't hear. That's all right. It's crazy in here. How was work today?
It was pretty good. I was glad it's Friday. Thank God it's the weekend.
All right.
How's the traffic? Where'd you come from, Fort Myers?
Traffic, how was it?
Yeah, it was quite bad on the Midpoint Bridge. But it's new.
Okay. All right, give me a hug, baby. All right, we'll talk to you in a little bit. That is C Minor, Reagan Sheeman, everybody.
Thanks, Reagan.
All right, now let's go to the phones. And ladies and gentlemen, it's Harry Carey. Harry, how are you?
Hey, guys, how's it going on a Friday afternoon?
Pretty good. Pretty happening out here at Backstreets. How are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm playing a little catch-up for being out of town. Wish I could have been there with you guys, but we got baseball tonight. And I'm making the old, hey, got to the baseball field, but baseball gloves out of a bag, Daddy. So I'm making a mad dash back to the house.
So how many days? I know you were at the par three at Augusta. How many days out of the office was that you're catching up with?
That's right. That's a Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Travel on Tuesday. Cocktails in the par three contest on Wednesday. And travel back on Thursday.
Okay, good.
Now you were in the passenger seat the other day when you called coming back. What was your beverage of choice then?
Well, I got to tell you, they have it's cheap to drink up there. You can polish off 8 to 10 beers in no time and not even hurt your wallet.
That's right. It's all low cost is what they say. Did you get yourself any swag, some memorabilia, some hats, some shirts, all that stuff?
That's right. Well, that's where they get you. $1.50 for a pimento cheese sandwich. $120 for a shirt.
That's right, man. That's right.
Well, before I go any further, I want to give a congratulatory shout-out to Wig. Yeah. I don't know if he had a few cocktails the other day and pulled his leg, but I'm glad he would. When anybody comes out and they're truly, truly happy as he was to win, it makes me happy 10 out of 10 times. Congratulations, Wig.
Yeah,
that brought the house down with that. That was real emotion. That was not like fake tears or happy tear. That was real. That was very awesome of Wig.
That's what a good job y'all guys do. You bring people to tears sometimes. Y'all are so good.
How about that? it was real raw emotion. It was good. Rose is a bedroom guy, very classy, and offering his congratulations, and we'll see what. And Harry, you had a strong run too. In fact, a lot of people told us that they thought you were going to win. You were Otis too, a strong contestant.
Yep.
It was close down to the final four, just like Madukis there, bowed out at the end in a close one.
That's right. That's right.
That's right.
That's why. I'm not surprised you haven't heard from Chris today. It's a little bit crazy up at the Masters. I've never been in a place in so long. Not a single person on a phone. Not one. Can't find a phone in the place.
That's what I hear. So what's the do you leave the phone in the house, in the car, or do you check it in at when you get in the gates? How does it work there?
I brought it to the car so it could at least take a few pictures around Augusta, but I left it in the car.
Yeah.
I thought someone tried to sneak one in and they confiscated it. Not even sure if they got it back. They even took it as ticket.
Well, they scan your whole body, right? So you can't hide it like in your sock or anything, right? They scan everything.
That's right. They scan the whole thing. And it's all scanned. You've got to walk through metal detectors. It's kind of like going through the airport. If you've got something, they're going to find it. I'll tell you that.
Now, you are famous for making predictions during football season. I was wondering if you had a prediction for the Masters on Sunday.
Well, I watched Tiger Walker. I'm not sure what he's doing today. They looked pretty good yesterday. You guys know where Tiger's at right now?
He's been all over, like +2, +3, +1. I mean, it's been a struggle today. I think he's plus two or three. Is it three?
I think he's plus three, but let me double check right now. But he's going to make the cut.
Well, Tiger makes the cut. I'm going to tell you what. I think he's going to turn up the heat a little bit on moving day tomorrow. Rory McIlroy and Tin Cup. Hey, I'm on a 10 under. They'll come back on Sunday and dust the field. I think 11.5 under on Sunday. He'll finish up probably anywhere about 16.5 under if I had to guess.
Tiger's two over through 13, so he's in good shape. The projected cut right now is four over.
However, Scheffler just got another birdie. He's minus five through 12, so that's the high. That's the best score.
Lowry, Schwartzel, and M are two shots back at three under. Matsuzama leads a group at two under.
There you go. Now you're all caught up.
Well, I'll tell you what, if Tiger could keep it within six, I like his chances all the weekend.
Yeah, I like it. It's going to be well worth the watch. He just teed off on 14. How'd it go?
He likes it right down the middle. He smashed it.
Okay.
Killed it.
Oh, yeah. Perfect, perfect.
Yep.
Kenny Gray in person, tip it up. Justin Thomas hit one about 2 feet from the pin on the practice chipping green. The Tiger walked up behind him and hit it out of the way within about a foot. That's pretty entertaining.
that funster. All right, so you got baseball with the boys tonight. What about the rest of the weekend?
Well, that's right. Well, we got baseball tomorrow morning as well, and then basketball. And I'm thinking about taking my boy to the retro arcade, get him to play some old cool video games like I used to play, Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter. You know, maybe a little bit of Mario Kart on N64. That's always a good time.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
That's right. I can shoot blue shells at them until they go crazy. And Daddy, stop hitting me with the red shells. Say, sorry, boys. This is one game I'm never going to let you win.
Yeah.
Now, your Cubs won, right, yesterday, the season opener?
That's right. Cubs win.
but did you see what happened?
What happened?
It happened today in the Chicago-Detroit game, too. Yesterday, they're having problems with this stupid James Bond catcher's watch and the pitcher earpiece. It's not working.
Of course it's not going to work. I don't know who I started giving catchers an earpiece. Like you said, Pete, this ain't no James Bond movie. It's like quarterbacks with radio in a helmet. That isn't going to work. Rob Manfred needs to get a clue. I like the other stuff they did, but I think that's kind of silly if you ask me.
Yeah, you're probably right. How's Mrs. Harry Carey, since you bailed on her with the kids for several days to go have your dream week? Is payback, or is she now going on out to the spa or leaving you alone this weekend? What's going on?
Oh, she was all right. I was only gone for about 50 hours or so. Most of it was sleeping. But I believe she is this weekend. She's going to go have some cocktails with the girls. That's where I'm going to take the boys. We're going to do a little retro arcade then. Watch 80s movies in our underpants. That's what we like to do with Bob's out here.
Oh, right. Watch 80s movies. Like what? Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller?
Airplane.
We're more along the line. They like, what have we done? We did Terminator. Karate Kid 1 and 2.
Yeah.
They like that. They like Cobra Kai, that show on Netflix. They binged it while I was gone. What else do we do?
Did you do Terminator 2?
Terminator 2, we did that also. They like that.
That's the best one. That's my favorite.
That was fantastic. That was a great movie. And it holds up, I'll tell you that.
It does. It does hold up. Because Arnold's a good guy in that one.
That's right. Oh, we watched Wayne's World, too. They like that one as well.
I could see you watching Wayne's World. Yeah, that was a great one.
They're bopping their heads during Bohemian Rhapsody and that stuff.
That's right. They love Bohemian Rhapsody. That's what I wanted to show them. By the sound of it, we got them a record player with a vato. It's hilarious.
Oh, God.
World. Party time. We're going to grab this glove and head back to the field. But, hey, congrats on getting the wig. I can't wait until you get in there, we can call in and hash it out a little bit, man. I don't know about the fins up thing. The only thing worse than hearing the Miami Dolphins song is Wiggs singing it. Goodness sake.
That's right.
Well, guys, y'all have a great weekend. Cubs win. Cubs win.
All right, Harry. Nice job. Thank
All right,
you very
Harry.
Much.
Great stuff.
Oh, man. You know, I've been in radio for 35-plus years,
yep.
And I don't know what it was like with you and your listeners in Boston. I've just, we have this bond with these listeners. I love our listeners. All of them that came out, all of them that couldn't make it out, you know, Wig and just everybody who's here. I just love our audience.
I do too. And we had, like I said, we had a thing back in Boston called the Winer Line Awards, and it was very similar to a Texter Party. And we started off small. You know, at a small venue with like 100 people. And 4 years later, we're at the Garden.
Yeah.
6,000-7,000 people. So, I mean, it was, and this, right, it's the same thing. It may be a tad smaller, but it is just as popular. And it's the bonding with the people that I met, our listeners in Boston. It's just like here. It's just awesome. It's phenomenal. You form, you know, relationships and the loyalties. And I cannot tell you enough how much we appreciate it. And don't have to always agree on everything with sports. You're never going to agree on everything. But you guys make it as fun for us. I hope we make it fun for all of you. We try to anyway every day. And you guys are awesome. And the fact that this could have been another Texter Party today.
Yeah.
We could have had another Texter Party here today with all the listeners that came down. Absolutely amazing. Dopey drove an hour and a half from Estero.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an amazing loyalty, you know, and I know Otis coming from Marco, he might as well have taken a rocket to the moon. Would have got there faster than coming here. So I totally understand that. But yeah. Kathleen is here with her husband Richard and just play Seahawks fan.
I love that.
It's
shirt.
Awesome. The whole thing is just we are very, very blessed with the listeners that we have and the audience we've built up in 5 years. So,
well, I can't add to any more than what you just said so well. Although you got me thinking that maybe we need to do an event at Hertz Arena one time.
Well, I said that after our first Texter Party at another establishment. I said to Chris, eventually we are going to end up at Hertz Arena for this. That's what it's going to be.
Yeah.
And we can do video presentation. I'm telling you, I can already envision it. I see it happening. Oh, and by the way, so Wig is going to be plastered all over our webpage. That's probably starting Monday. Joe wanted a picture of him. I'm going to send him. I got a couple with Wig. And
I got a couple, too.
We'll each send him some pictures. And Wig is going to be featured on ESPNSWFL.com. He was so far ahead. I said he's going to win by like 400 votes.
Yeah.
He was so far ahead on Tuesday and Wednesday when I checked with Joe. And he ends up, you know, I'm not going to say squeaking out, but won by 9 votes.
Yeah.
After being up by a bleep load in the middle of the week. Well, it was amazing.
Thanks to everybody who voted in.
Yeah.
That was so much fun. I can't wait to do it again next year. All right, again, we're still here at Backstreet Sports Bar in Cape Coral. If you're in the neighborhood, come on by. And I saw Carly put out some more hats and shirts and stuff as well. Then at the top of the hour, we got another Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab where you could win $500 in a nationwide contest. If you just hear the word, text it into 45911. It's brought to you by Andajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 800-747-FREE. Also, don't forget, all weekend long, we'll have a coverage from Augusta. Brought to you by Twin Peaks and Shutter Up and Golf Galaxy as well. We got what you got. We'll close it out for the week next. Sheeman and Shepherd on ESPN Southwest Florida.
Time for those parting shots. It's what you got with Sheeman and Shepherd.
And what you got is brought to you, as always, by a current location here, Backstreet Sports Bar in Cape Coral. We're winding things down here. They got plenty of activities, food and beer going on until the late hours tonight. Still, you can come on by and give your business to them. This is a fantastic place up here in the Cape. Very, very glad to be here for another show.
Tiger's one over now. He's on. He's grooving again. It's gotten very overcast at Augusta. He just nailed his 15th right down the middle.
Good.
His tee shot, as did Neiman.
All right. Scheffler still in the lead at -5 in the clubhouse. That's the mark today. So the field, I mean, I think minus five was the lead yesterday by M, yeah. And then he fell back to minus three.
Fine, but
so that the field's not running away with it,
no.
Is my point. And
no.
Yeah, Scheffler minus five, then Lowry, Schwartzel, they're minus three. But, yeah, it's going to be an interesting weekend. And looks like Tiger is going to make the cut, which is great, and it'll make for an interesting weekend. All right, here's what I got. Knicks Wiz. A game I normally would not pay much attention
you
to.
You took mine.
Oh, really? Well, I'm doing the over-under.
No,
you're probably
no.
doing the point spread.
No, go ahead. No. Oh, you do, no.
I'm just doing it. Oh, I'm taking over 222.
Okay.
Over 222.
All right, I was going to do that myself.
Okay.
But I'm going to audible.
Okay.
I'm going to audible and go with the Atlanta Hawks tonight in Miami. Miami's got nothing to play for. The Hawks do. The Hawks are minus 1.5 in Miami tonight. Miami's not going to play anybody. It means nothing. They've already clinched the number one seed. Hawks are still playing for position. I like Atlanta tonight, minus 1.5. It doesn't matter. Miami clues by 40 or 2. It doesn't matter.
All right. Rick Church, do you have anything to get off your chest here? As we go to the weekend.
Guys, I wish so bad you could have seen the text line over the last 20 minutes or so as you guys were expressing your appreciation for all of our listeners. Man, they have just been flooding in with love pouring back. Just thank you on behalf of the show for everybody for all the great texts that have been just rolling in for the last 20 minutes or so. Also, tonight, the Florida Everblades and the South Carolina Stingrays, only 4 regular season games left, so they're all big ones now.
Okay. What time is there time for
We will kick off the pregame at 6:50, puck drop about 7:05.
Okay. Sounds
awesome.
Good. And then, Rick Church, you will be with the fishing show with Captain Dev tomorrow.
Yeah. Yes.
And then on Sunday,
Jeff
Nixon and Andy will be talking golf, and I think they might probably mention the Masters a time or two.
That probably will come up.
Yeah. And don't say any bad words on the radio like you did last week.
No, you did not say a bad word.
Well, they'll be making fun of me because when we made our picks last Sunday, I picked Rory McIlroy to win. And, Jeff taunted me about that one a bit. So, you know what? He's not looking good.
All right.
That
sounds good. Do we have what's on the menu over there for your weekend shows, which are now personally catered?
Yeah, in fact, Captain Greg's sent in a picture of his smoker controller. He said, it's happening, Rick. Prime rib and pork tenderloin.
Delightful.
No, I might be around tomorrow morning. I might have to pop in.
Stop by, Pete.
I got some errands I got to do.
There you go.
And, maybe Captain Dab can give me a lesson how to tie the lure properly to the line. I don't know. I'll make up something.
The moving bobber stripper watermelon thingy. Yeah.
Well, she's got a huge show lined up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
It's like East versus West.
Yes.
Did you hear about this?
Oh,
it's like.
Yeah, we're doing an East Coast, West Coast thing, and representing the West Coast will be Mike Goodwine, a well-known captain from the Taft area. And from the East side, we've got George Poveromo, who's a internationally. He hosts a national a show called Saltwater Fishing Show on national TV. So, yeah,
wow.
big guest lineup tomorrow.
Big time.
That is fantastic. Now, what is the big debate?
Well, it's just between fishing the West Coast and fishing the East Coast.
I gotcha. It's like gangs.
Yeah.
Gangster. East Coast, West Coast.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Bloods and the Crips of fishing.
Yeah, exactly. All right, the Sheeman Shepherd cash grab coming up at the top of the hour, brought to you by Andujar and Levine. The word, I'm going to give you a sneak peek. The word is going to be expose. Expose. So at 6 o'clock, type it in, text it in, 45911. You could be a winner. That will do it for us. Thanks to everybody here at Backstreet Sports Bar for having us. Thanks for all the listeners that came
out. Thanks, everybody.
Also,
Kristen and Dane, thank you.
Yep. Listen to Augusta updates throughout the weekend as well. That'll do it. For Rick Church, for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman. Kudos to me. God bless America and the world.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.